Every year, Research Company and Glacier Media ask Canadians about the importance of six aspects in their lives. We usually see the country's residents heavily invested in family and friends, and significantly detached from affluence and religion. This trend continues, with at least 9 in 10 Canadians mentioning family, 93%, down 2 points since our previous survey in 2022, and friends, 90%, down 4 points, as very important, or moderately important, for them personally. Majorities of Canadians also consider three other aspects as very important, or moderately important: country, 86%, down 1 point, career, 73%, down 1 point, and affluence, 58%, up 3 points. Once again, religion is at the bottom of the list, 48%, unchanged. While there is little change in our nationwide feelings about country, the regional disparities are worth a second look. Albertans, in spite of a year that featured many opportunities to be upset at Ottawa and the federal system, are more likely to say that this aspect is personally important, 94%. Quebec is at the other end of the spectrum, at 81%. There is only one item that shows growth since 2022, affluence. Its rise comes primarily from men, 62%, and Canadians aged 18 to 34, 63%. Religion is stagnant, but with some notable regional nuances. Only in Ontario, 54%, up 1 point, and Atlantic Canada, 51%, up 7 points, do we find majorities of residents who say religion is important to them personally. The proportions are lower in Alberta, 47%, down 2 points, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 46%, down 10 points. The lowest ranking is observed in British Columbia, 43%, up 3 points, and Quebec, 42%, down 1 point. Those who may have expected a renewed role for religion after the COVID-19 pandemic may be disappointed with these numbers. At the same time, the proportion of Canadians who describe themselves as very spiritual, or moderately spiritual, increased by 2 points to 55%. On the political front, center-left voters are more likely to compartmentalize their feelings. Majorities of Canadians who voted for the New Democratic Party, NDP, and the Liberal Party in the 2021 federal election, 56% and 53% respectively, say they are spiritual, but significantly fewer, 44% and 47% respectively, acknowledge that religion is personally important to them. Among Conservative Party voters, the difference is negligible. 58% claim to be spiritual and 56% say religion is important. We still see about half of Canadians, 49%, down 1 point, identifying as Christian, while 37%, unchanged, have no religion or claim to be atheist or agnostic. Once again, British Columbia leads in this group, 41%, followed by Alberta, 40%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 38%, and Quebec, 36%. The effect of British Columbians losing their religion can be felt in political circles as well. Campaigns in the Fraser Valley will be very different next year than 12 years ago, when candidates routinely appeared on Christian talk shows. At the national level, the proportion of Canadians who say they never attend religious gatherings fell from 32% to 30%. British Columbia was the clear outlier, with more than 2 in 5 residents, 44%, always staying away from churches, temples or synagogues, by far the highest proportion in the country. Weekly attendance to religious gatherings increased by 6 points to 16% across the country. In addition, a third of Canadians, 33%, down 7 points, only attend special events, such as weddings, funerals or baptisms. Our annual look at religion and spirituality in Canada confirms previous trends. Residents of British Columbia and Quebec remain disinterested in religion, while Ontarians and Atlantic Canadians are placing more emphasis on it as part of their lives. Still, the biggest surprise of the survey was the increase in the proportion of Canadians who value affluence. At a time of inflationary concerns, and with housing, homelessness and poverty becoming the most important issue for Canadians, being able to live comfortably has undoubtedly overtaken faith. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from December 1 to December 3, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.